And now, it's time for our weekly news round. Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
The heads of several Lutheran churches in the former Soviet Union recently met together in Ukraine for the Eastern European Bishops' Conference, along with the heads of their North American partner churches. The conference, held in Odessa in late February, was hosted by the German Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ukraine, DELKU, and its bishop, Sergei Machuski. DELKU, long associated with the state Lutheran churches of Germany, has in recent years begun aligning itself with more conservative bodies like the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the LCMS, and Lutheran Church Canada, the LCC. DELKU also hosted the bishops or their representatives from several other Lutheran church bodies in Eastern Europe, including the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ingria in Russia and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Latvia and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lithuania, the Synod of Evangelical Lutheran Churches in Ukraine and the Siberian Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Silk. The conference also welcomed a number of ecumenical guests. During the conference, the bishops reported on their respective churches and the challenges they face. A number of these churches have to do their work over long distances. Selk, for example, is stretched out over a vast territory spanning 7,000 kilometers. DELKU, as another example, struggles with a severe clergy shortage, currently operating 28 congregations with only 9 pastors. Many of these congregations are distant from the nearest neighboring pastor or parish. The bishops also discussed opportunities for further cooperation between their churches. United by much of our common history and, what is more relevant today, by similar theological outlook, we felt that there was a need for closer cooperation in the future, explained the Reverend Alexei Strelstov, rector of the Siberian Evangelical Lutheran Church's seminary in Novosibirsk, Russia. Reverend Strelstov presented an education in a confessional Lutheran context on the final day of the conference. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ingria in Russia, the ELCIR, and the Lutheran Church in Norway, LKN, have entered into church fellowship. The decision came following talks in St. Petersburg between LCIR Bishop Ari Kugapi and LKN Provisional Bishop Torkild Masvi. Also participating in these talks were senior advisors from both church bodies. The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ingria in Russia and the Lutheran Church in Norway are both members of the International Lutheran Council, a global association of confessional Lutheran church bodies. Serious research on Martin Luther can help heal relations between Catholics and Protestants, highlight what was legitimate about the Reformation, and pinpoint the errors and sins that led to the division of the Church, Pope Francis said. Today, as Christians, all of us are called to put behind us all prejudice towards the faith that others profess with a different emphasis or language, to offer one another forgiveness for the sins committed by those who have gone before us, and together to implore from God the gift of reconciliation and unity, he said. The Pope spoke on March the 31st to about 150 people taking part in an international congress organized by the Pontifical Committee for Historical Sciences. The congress, held on March 29 to 31st, discussed the theme Luther, 500 Years Later, a rereading of the Lutheran Reformation in the historical ecclesiastical context. The Pope told the participants that his first reaction to hearing about this praiseworthy initiative was one of gratitude to God and a certain surprise, since not long ago a meeting like this would have been unthinkable. Catholics and Lutherans together, discussing Luther at a meeting organized by an office of the Holy See, truly we are experiencing the results of the working of the Holy Spirit, who overcomes every obstacle and turns conflicts into occasions for growth in communion, he said. Pope Francis said he was pleased the commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation offered this occasion to jointly study such past events. Serious research into the figure of Luther and his critique of the Church of his time and the papacy certainly contributes to overcoming the atmosphere of mutual distrust and rivalry that for all too long marked relations between Catholics and Protestants, he said. An attentive and rigorous study, free of prejudice and polemics, enables the churches, now in dialogue, to discern and receive all that was positive and legitimate in the Reformation, while distancing themselves from errors, extremes and failures, and acknowledging the sins that led to the division, the Pope said. While the past cannot be changed, he said, 50 years of dialogue means that there can be a purification of memory, which is to tell that history differently, in a way that is free of any lingering trace of the resentment over past injuries that has distorted our view of one another. A nurse with 15 years' experience has been sacked after discussing Christianity and offering to pray with patients before operations. Sister Sarah Kute was dismissed for breaching guidelines, even though her job involved asking people preparing for surgery about their religion. The mother of three, who is now suing the hospital for unfair dismissal, said she was offering solace to patients she believed were happy to chat about their beliefs, and described her sacking as disproportionate and punitive. The row comes after Theresa May told MPs that Christians should feel able to speak about their faith at work. The Prime Minister's comments follow criticism by government watchdog the Equality and Human Rights Commission, highlighted by the Mail on Sunday, of politically correct organisations that curb freedom of expression. Mrs. Kute broke down in tears as she recalled being suspended and escorted from Darent Valley Hospital in Dartford, Kent. She said, "It was embarrassing for me and painful after all I'd done in my years as a nurse. I was told I couldn't even speak to my colleagues. All I had done was to nurse from my heart. How could it be harmful to tell someone about Jesus?" But bosses at Dartford and Gratiam NHS Trust said her unwanted discussions had upset patients, and she'd also failed to heed warnings that she was being unprofessional. Mrs. Kute, a committed Christian who started nursing in London before moving to Dartford in 2007, became a sister in 2012 while working in the intensive care department. She started a new role in November 2015, assessing patients' health before they underwent surgery. Part of her job was helping them complete a questionnaire, which included a question on religion. She admitted she may have spoken to a few patients without their express permission when she first began the job, but she was more careful after a warning in April this year that there had been complaints about her approach of breach conduct guidelines about discussing personal beliefs. Mrs. Kute said conversations sometimes arose if a patient failed to put anything in the box marked religion, and she might ask them why and even tell them how her faith had helped her overcome adversity. But she added it was often the patients who spoke to about their faith first, and she had no intention of imposing her beliefs on others. In June, Mrs. Kute was shocked to be told three further complaints had been made, after which she was told to stop assessing patients and was suspended a few days later. She was sacked in August after an investigation, and her appeal was rejected. During the investigation, the nurse told one patient who had complained she had given her a Bible that she did not want, and had said that she would pray for her. Another allegedly said she felt uncomfortable that Mrs. Kute was preaching at her. Mrs. Kute, who was taking the trust to an employment tribunal with the backing of the Christian Legal Centre, claimed her disciplinary process was flawed as she was not initially shown the complaints. The trust said, "We have a duty of our patients that when they are the most vulnerable, they are not exposed to unsolicited beliefs and or views, religious or otherwise. We feel we have acted appropriately in this case." Sir Elton John is developing a new animated version of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. The 70-year-old music star is working on the film with Sir Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber, who created the original 1960s musical. Sir Elton's Rocket Pictures will produce the animation, which will feature new songs by Lord Lloyd Webber and Sir Tim. Film studio STX Entertainment revealed details of the project at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. According to The Hollywood Reporter, David Koss, president of STX International, he said, "Joseph has become one of the most enduring, irresistible and beloved family musicals of all time. We could not be more honoured or excited to be partnering with Andrew, Tim and Elton, legends of music, stage and screen, on this animated telling of this timeless story. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is based on the Coat of Many Colours story from the Bible's Book of Genesis. It follows the journey of Joseph, who is sold into slavery by his jealous siblings before he falls into favor with the Pharaoh through his ability to interpret dreams." Jason Donovan, Philip Schofield and Donny Osmond are among the stars who have played the title character on stage. A release date for the animation has not been revealed. More than 20 police officers from China's southwestern Sichuan province recently detained 15 Christians for attending a Bible study. authorities broke into a church in mid-March and took into custody 15 Christians who had gathered for a Bible study. Officers accused them of illegally gathering and gathering into a crowd to disturb public order and detained them for 15 days. Additionally, they confiscated church seating, projectors, and air conditioning equipment. Li Ming, a pastor of another local house church, Langzong Church, reported that the authorities had also repeatedly targeted his congregation. For the past several Christmases, authorities seized Christians who worshipped at the church because they refused to meet at the official Three Self Church. Last year, a woman surnamed Liang was detained for 15 days and all of the church's property was taken away. And finally, J, the letter J, is not okay, as a name that is, according to a Swiss court. The Zurich Administrative Court said in a ruling that it had upheld a local registry office's decision to reject the letter as a given name in the best interests of the child, Switzerland's 20-minute news website reported. The court rejected the parents' argument they wanted to honour their daughter's great-grandparents, Joanna and Josef, with the initial as one of her middle names, saying they could have chosen the already accepted Joe instead. Though the parents wanted to pronounce the name J, the court noted the letter is pronounced Jot in German, creating confusion. The court also said people will be inclined to put a full stop after the J, though it was not an abbreviation. My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
On your PC, tablet, mobile phone and internet radio receiver, this is Lutheran Radio UK.